Now the American Family Field, where the Milwaukee Brewers play, is slated for some renovations that could add up to something like $430 million over the next 20 years. And state and local leaders are debating how to pay for it. Governor Evers wants to use state money to pay for renovations. He included a plan in his state budget proposal. Republicans in the legislature say that the stadium is a local project that should be funded at least partially by Milwaukee City and County. We're talking about the Brewers Stadium and how hundreds of millions of dollars in renovations could be financed, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think that state government should contribute, at least in part, to professional sports teams' budget needs and their stadium needs? Should that be done at the local level? Do you want to see no public money to go to these things? Is the revenue brought in by Major League Sports to a community enough to justify at least some level of government support? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Tom Dakin is a business reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been following this story closely. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Great. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
Before we get to the money side of things, who actually owns American Family Field?
Well, American Family Field is owned by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District. Sometimes people shorthand call that the Stadium District. That's an agency that was created by state government back in the 90s that was created to oversee development and operation of what was then known as Miller Park. That entity owns American Family Field and leases it to the Milwaukee Brewers.
All right. And why? That's not that old, right? 90s. I remember all the hullabaloo when that got started. Why is there a need for renovations now?
Well, it's a big building that sees a lot of use. And over time, very basic things begin to fail, fall apart. Of course, you try and do the maintenance before that happens. And the catch here is that the Brewers have a lease that goes through the end of 2030. That lease obligates the baseball district, the baseball park district, to pay for major capital improvements. So there's a very specific obligation on the part of that state agency to pay for this stuff. The previous way of doing this was through that 0.1% sales tax that was in five counties in southeastern Wisconsin. That tax went away 3 years ago. The legislature and Governor Evers approved legislation calling for it to go out of, to basically be terminated. At that time, the thinking was that there was enough money set aside from that tax to pay for all these capital improvements going through the life of the lease. The Brewers felt differently, but they didn't say that publicly. They behind the scenes urged the stadium board to do a deep dive to determine whether there was enough money. The stadium district did hire a consultant. It did do a review, and that review concluded that the money set aside would be sufficient. But that review didn't go into anywhere near as great a detail as what the Brewers thought was really necessary. So the Brewers commissioned their own report, and it was concluded that there is actually going to be the need for about $428 million of work over the next 20 years. When you factor in inflation, that tab rises to $448 million. Those figures were vetted by a consultant hired by the State Department of Administration. And that's the number we're dealing with right now. So what Governor Evers proposed in his 2023-2025 budget was to make a $290 million payment to the stadium district to help pay for this. That $290 million, combined with the interest it would earn over several years as that money was paid down to pay for all this stuff, and combined with another $70 million already set aside from that previous sales tax that since has gone bye-bye, that would cover all of this over the next 20 years, according to the Evers administration. And in return, the Brewers would extend their lease. I said a few minutes ago that lease goes to the end of 2030. At that point, the Brewers have an option to extend it, or they could choose to go to a different community. Under Evers' proposal, that lease would extend another 13 years to the end of 2043. So in effect, what you're getting is you're going to pay $448 million. You're going to get the Brewers here for 20 years. And what the Evers administration contends and I have yet to see this actually challenged by anybody, is that the estimated state income tax and state sales tax generated by the ballpark makes the taxpayers whole over that 20-year period. In other words, the amounts basically balance out over the course of time. So we all start with those basic facts, correct? What has happened is Evers' budget proposal, as you probably know, was pretty much declared dead on arrival by the Republicans who control both the state assembly and the state senate. They want to see less spending. They want to see more money devoted to reducing taxes. And in particular, that $290 million that Evers would devote to the stadium, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has essentially said, that's dead. And we're going to start crafting separate legislation from the budget to face the stadium situation. And more recently, just this week, Voss made it very clear that he expects to see both the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County participate in that funding. He specifically cites the Fiserv Forum funding bill from 2015 that had a state, a county, and a city component to it. So that's where we're at right now.
Talking to Tom Dakin from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the future of the stadium the Milwaukee Brewers play in, how much, if any, public money will go into renovating it in the aim of keeping the team in the city for a long time. You can join in with your thoughts, your reactions, your questions to all of this at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Tom, you just mentioned Republican leaders say the city and county should be part of it. What, if anything, are you hearing from leaders at the city and county level in reaction to that notion?
Well, as you can imagine, they're not thrilled about that prospect. Both the city and the county have some real fiscal challenges, which both the Journal Sentinel and other news media have covered, which everyone acknowledges it exists. And part of what's happening right now with the overall negotiations about the budget, you've got County Executive David Crawley and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who've been meeting with legislators from both parties and with the Evers administration to try and get more revenue sharing for municipalities, including Milwaukee. In addition to that, they would like to see the county given permission to increase its own local sales tax and devote some of that money to the city as well as to the county. So all this is kind of wrapped up. You've got the negotiations involving the overall budget. You've got negotiations involving the question of increased shared revenue for municipalities. You've got negotiations involving the possibility of that sales tax being increased for Milwaukee County. And you've got stadium funding.
We're talking to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel business reporter Tom Dakin about financing or how to finance renovations for the American Family Field, home of the Milwaukee Brewers. It's an issue in the state legislature, possibly in the state budget or separate legislation, as we're hearing. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How do you think renovations to that stadium should be financed? How much, if any, public money should go into it? If so, state money, county, city, where should it come from? Do you think it's worth some level of public investment to lock down the Brewers for a longer time into the future? As we'll hear, one Major League Baseball team getting ready to up stakes and move. Call 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our talk with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel business reporter Tom Dakin about the dispute over financing hundreds of millions of dollars in likely renovations at American Family Field, where the Milwaukee Brewers play. Disagreements over where the money should come from, how much, if any, should come from state government, county, and local. You can join in with your thoughts and reactions at 800-642-1234. A little glitch with the phone line. If you had trouble getting through, maybe try again in a few moments. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Now, Tom, whenever we have these kind of conversations, there's always the question, well, could the team, would the team move? And we have news just today that one team's doing that, the Oakland A's, are going to be the Las Vegas A's, or maybe they're going to change the name. That doesn't roll off the tongue real well. Can you talk about the prospect for a team like the Brewers going somewhere else?
Well, that's the ultimate leverage every sports franchise, whether it's Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA has, is the ability to get up and move. And that's why these sports facilities are owned by the public because the franchises themselves don't want to own it. They want to be able to rent. They want to be able to have the flexibility to get up and move if they don't like the way things are going. And communities generally agree to that if they want to have a franchise in their city. I mean, the Brewers have maintained publicly they very much want to stay in Milwaukee. But again, ultimately, we know that's the leverage they have. They don't need to bring it up. We all know it exists, right? So would they move? I don't know. But I think if you're going to be honest, if you're going to oppose this kind of funding, then you have to at least acknowledge the possibility of that happening.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Paul is with us in Northern Illinois. Paul, hi.
I love hearing your show, Rob.
Thanks.
We have I'm in Northern Illinois, and don't tell anyone I might be a closet Bears fan. I believe that they are negotiating right now with Arlington. I think it's the previous Arlington Park, the racetrack. I don't know if they're going to do anything, but so this sort of leads me to we're on the same topic, that doesn't having the Brewers in Milwaukee bring so much incentive for Milwaukee to want to keep them as opposed to Green Bay or Madison or wherever else they might land in the state, thus making it less the state's problem and more the city's?
Gotcha. Paul, thanks a lot for the call. The economic stakes for Milwaukee City and County in terms of what having the Brewers there brings to them, Tom.
Well, let's break that economic benefit down into two sides. On the private sector side, yeah, arguably the caller is correct because if people are coming in to attend games at American Family Field, if they're coming from Northern Illinois, for example, and we get a lot of Cub fans up here, and we get a lot of fans, Twins fans. I know a few in my family who come down from the Twin Cities. Those are folks who are going to stay overnight and presumably at a hotel. They're going to spend money on that. They're going to spend money on restaurants and other things. And that does provide an economic benefit to businesses in the Milwaukee area. But I would submit that is a relatively small fraction of the overall fan base coming to American Family Field. I think most people coming there are probably not doing overnight stays. And any economist would tell you that if the Brewers went away, the money being spent at the ballpark is discretionary spending, right? It's not like making your mortgage payment or buying your groceries or paying your utility bills. This is money you choose to spend there. So you would choose to spend it presumably on other forms of entertainment and leisure. The other side of the economic benefit is what I talked about at the beginning of this discussion, and that is the sales tax and the income tax that's generated by having the Brewers here. Think of the Brewers as just another business. Instead of calling them Milwaukee Brewers, think of them as ABC Widget Incorporated. ABC Widget Incorporated has a payroll. Thus, they have workers who are generating state income tax. ABC Widget buys goods. They're paying sales tax. That money isn't going to the city. That money's not going to the county. That money is going to the state of Wisconsin. And that's the strongest argument to make to say that the state should be paying for this because the economic benefit generated is distributed throughout Wisconsin. Some of that money does come back to Milwaukee, as we said earlier, in the form of shared revenue. Milwaukee would like to get more of that back for obvious reasons, but some of it goes to Green Bay, some of it goes to La Crosse, some of it goes to Howard, some of it goes to Sheboygan, some of it goes to Wild Rose. I can start naming every obscure Wisconsin community, but you get the drift, right? So that's the way you have to look at it. And again, Speaker Voss, who's basically speaks for the Republican Party in the state assembly, doesn't really dispute that there is an economic benefit there, but I think he's still, for purposes of selling this to his Republican Party caucus, would like to see local participation in the funding end of it.
Thanks a lot for that call. Chris joins us next in Fairchild. Chris, hi.
So my question is, my understanding with MLB, NFL, each one of these different sports large franchises is that there seems to be this sense that, this is always pressure on the states to perform, or they threaten us with this notion that they will pull out and go to another city. And, it seems like the intention is always to be kind of a symbiotic relationship, but, more so now than ever, it seems like it's a little bit more one-sided. It seems like these deals are always kind of more upfront for the MLB or NFL,
I gotcha. And, Chris, thanks for the call. Tom, I think frustration with what appear to be big money sports leagues, Chris says, being able to rely on public money and threatening to leave if they don't get it.
Oh, sure. Every time I write about this, and I've written about it several times, I was the one who broke this story that this was coming, God, back in February of last year, 2022. Inevitably, I hear from people say, well, Mark Antanasio, who owns the Brewers, he's the majority owner. He's a very, very wealthy man. He is. Why doesn't he pay for it? The response is because he doesn't have to. He has a lease. Again, the Brewers have a lease that is a legal contract between them as the tenant and the stadium district as the landlord as to who pays for these renovations during the life of the lease. At the very, very least, the public is on the hook through the end of 2030. That's when the current lease term ends. And again, if you are an elected official, you could very honorably take a stance and say, I don't believe in this. I think when that lease ends at 2030, we shouldn't put one dime of public money into the stadium. And you can take that stance once that lease expires. But again, you have to be willing to accept the fact that they could leave. Now, maybe you think they're bluffing. Maybe they aren't. I'm just saying, if you're going to be upfront about it with your constituents, make them clear. And again, some people would be okay with that. I'm sure there are plenty of people listening to the show right now who just shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, let them leave. But if you want them to stay, you just better be aware of that.
Chris, thanks for the call. Tom, just a half minute left. What are you watching for next on this story?
Well, I think what we're watching for next is probably how this funding formula shakes out. I mean, I can tell you behind the scenes, I'm sure the city and the county's executive, the mayor of Milwaukee, I'm sure they're fighting behind the scenes to avoid having to pay any local money into this whatsoever. And when we do get, assuming we do get some separate legislation later this summer or perhaps even this fall, depending on how long it takes, it'll be interesting to see how it divvies up. And if it's like a five-serve form type event where you have all three levels of local government paying a substantial share, or whether the state really does take the lion's share and maybe the city and the county play a role, but a very minor role, we don't know. But that's going to be the interesting part going forward.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
Tom Dakin is a business reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked to us today about proposals for financing renovations at the Milwaukee Brewers home stadium.